Hey, this is Steve Bloom, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
You're tuned in to Steve Megatron on Altered Geek.
Hello and welcome to Altered Geek. I'm your host, Steve Megatron, and joining me on this adventure into geekdom is TFG1 Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. So is everybody full? Thanksgiving was a little while ago, even though it feels like it was 3 months ago, but is everybody full? Did everybody have enough turkey or chicken or burgers or pizza or whatever you eat on Thanksgiving? I don't know anymore.
Holes.
Yes, and as people can tell by the title, it is a very Altered Geek Christmas 2021. And we're going to start out talking about our best gifts in several different categories. So I've got this as kids, which is 12 and under. Obviously, we're only going to remember like 4 to 12 because, hello, most 3-year-olds don't remember. I would think most 3-year-olds don't remember. And those gifts are like play school stuff and things like that. And then we've got best Xmas gifts as teens, so 13 to 19. And then best Xmas gifts in our 20s and 30s. And then just for me, because Steve isn't this old yet, Mike's best gifts / altered tech in the 40s.
Yeah, thereabouts. So, you go first.
I go first. All right. Two that I can remember the most, 12 and under, from my early years. I think I've mentioned this before, and I think I've tried to Google it and find it again, but I haven't had a chance yet, but I'll do that later. Was a Fisher-Price flashlight. This is when I was like 5 and 6 years old. Fisher-Price flashlight that had the regular, you know, the flashlight bulb. But it also had like a red and a green covering. So if you turn the knob, various filaments would go, or not filaments, but various shades, you know, like covers would go over the actual bulb and turn the light red or green. I thought that was so awesome. I loved that as a kid. I went with it everywhere that I could go with it. Other ones, let's see. When I was 9, I got G1 Rodimus. So I had G1 Rodimus Prime because I have pictures of me and Kibis Kane in 1989, Kibis Kane, Florida. And I took that toy all over the hotel. I forget which year it was off the top of my head, whatever. And I'm not looking at any info right now, folks. Whatever year the Sega Master System came out, I either got that for Christmas or my birthday because my birthday is February 9th. So it's kind of close to Christmas, sort of. But I got the I've told this part of the story before. My mom and I went into the local Massachusetts-based Child World toy store, which was literally right. It was Toys R Us's competition, but it was a local chain to Massachusetts. And she said, okay, pick one, and that's what you're going to get for Christmas. My dumbass picked the Sega friggin' Master System over the Nintendo Entertainment System. So whatever year that was, because it had to have been 89, 90, somewhere around there or something, I forget, and I'll probably look it up when you're talking about your gifts. But I rectified that as a 12-year-old in 1992 because I wanted the Super Nintendo, and I got it.
Nice.
What about you?
Well, looking at when I was a kid, obviously like 3, I'm pretty sure I got Fisher Price and various, you know, learning toys. And then I remember my 4th, I believe I got a ton of Batman stuff. I could be wrong. It was either that or Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles was my 5th birthday, or fifth year. The 4th year, I'm pretty sure I got Batman, like the Batcave and some of the other stuff. Year 5, I'm pretty sure I got Ninja Turtle stuff. Year six, I think it was six or seven, I got, because over the course of like those couple of years, I got pretty much every Batman and Ninja Turtle toy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into Star Trek, and then I got the plethora of all that. And then I think one year we got the G.I. Joe headquarters,
mm-hmm.
along with various of the 12-inch G.I. Joe figures and the giant Jeep, which if you dismounted the cannon on the Jeep, mm-hmm. it was very lethal. Quite painful, too, if you got hit with it.
Yeah.
We used it as projectiles to hit each other, me and my brothers. So, so yeah, we did that. And then a couple of those years, we got, I think, more of the same stuff, like more Star Trek, more G.I. Joe, more of Batman. And then when around the time I hit 10, I want to say 9 or 10, I got mm-hmm. into Beast Wars. And then I remember getting, I mean, granted, every year I got like books and I got, you know, of Star Trek and various other things. But I remember getting, for my first few Beast Wars figures, I got Grimlock,
mm-hmm.
The 97 edition, and then the Cheetor, and then right. I got Dillo Snarl, and then Optimus Primal, and then Megatron.
Oh, wow.
Within the span of like 2 to 3 years. I think it was, no, it must have been like 2 years because they didn't sell those ones. They were already moving on to Transmetal. But yeah, so I got all those, and I actually got Iguanas too, which is the only surviving Beast Wars figure from when I was a kid.
Cool.
Only because I gave it to my brother and he held onto it, and then he gave it back to me the last time I was in Michigan. So yeah, that's the only one I have left out of that collection, although I've regained most of them. But yeah, those were pretty much what I got between those years. And then I remember getting, because I think Transmetals came thereafter, I want to say Megatron. No, I didn't get them for Christmas. I think I got them for birthday, but yeah, for Christmas, those were the ones I got. And then after that, I kind of faded out as far as what I got for Christmas for a while, not really remembering what it was, other than started to get like boom boxes and portable CD players and that sort of thing.
Well, very cool. All right. Other ones I can remember, like you said, obviously action figures. You know, I had all kinds of action figures from Masters of the Universe to Mask to some Transformers. What else did I have? I had a lot of, okay, they're not obscure because it was really popular at the time, but I had Captain Planet figures, but I mean, that's just one show, one toy line. There isn't a Captain Planet universe to my knowledge. There isn't any, like, you want to talk about a property that's been dead for 30 years since the cartoon ended, which is kind of sad considering where the environment is. But anyway, I had Captain Planet figures. I had Dick Tracy figures from the 1990 film. I had James Bond Jr. figures. I had a plethora of just a schmo. There's a photo of me somewhere. I think it's on Facebook, or I might have it on my computer or something. Of me just standing there on the floor with all my toys out. Some are leaned up against Castle Grayskull because I had the 1982 Castle Grayskull or whenever Castle Grayskull came out. I don't want to sit here and pull a Kevin Smith, but, you know, I had that. And for me, because my – okay, so let me ask you this, and I'm not trying to get too personal, but hell, we've known each other almost X number of years now. How old were you when your parents got divorced?
10.
Okay, you were 10. I was 2. So from not really knowing what, you know, toys were at 2 and 3 years old and 4 years. I mean, four, I might have started to really get it. But, you know, I was a slow learner because I was born brain damaged. Anyway, but by the time I was 5 to 12, I would always, you know, have toys at my mom's house, which I lived with her full time, or I'd have toys at my dad's house. And one of the strangest things for me was I never actually, like, for us in Christmas, we were going all over the place with my mom's side of the family. Like, we would have Christmas at my grandma's, we'd have Christmas at my aunt and uncle's. We made the rounds kind of thing. And I don't ever remember ever doing any kind of Christmas thing like that with my dad. If I did, I just don't remember it. So anyway, the hell was I talking about? The Christmas, so the toys, with them being divorced, for some odd reason, I kept maybe one or two villains at my mom's house and one or two heroes at my dad's house. But at one point, specifically to Masters of the Universe, I can remember all of the good guys at my mom's house and all of the bad guys at my dad's house.
Interesting.
That's just the way it was. Oh, and the other thing was, and I don't ever remember ever playing with this because it was at my dad's house. I had both. Actually, I do remember playing with it one time because I picked the microphone up once. I don't remember any details, but I had Castle Grayskull and I had Snake Mountain. Snake Mountain was at my dad's house. And then I've told this part of the story before in other podcasts. At 6 years old in 1986, my dad said I was too old for toys. And he sold all of the toys that I had at his house, including Snake Mountain. So, yeah. Yay. But Christmas and toys and action figures, it was all such fun and interesting things. And then...
I want to grow up, find Toys R Us Kid. They got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't
want to
grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us Kid.
They got the best for so much less.
You'll really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games. It's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz. I don't want to grow up, because maybe if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us Kid.
Once a Toys R Us Kid.
As we got into our teen years and all of that, how was it for you? Because my story is a little different than most people, but how was it for you with divorced parents going into your teens and celebrating Christmas and gift giving and all of that?
The gift giving didn't really change at my mom's.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty much the same. We kind of got most of what we wanted. But when it came down to certain things, we, like at my dad's, mm-hmm. I think he gave us like, I don't know, it was like anywhere, I think it was like $50 to spend or something.
Okay.
And we could pretty much pick out what we wanted and wrap it and put it under the tree.
Right.
It was pretty simplistic, but when it came to my mom's, we didn't have a clue what it was. It was just, you know, stuff under the tree. Some of it we wanted, some of it we didn't know, you know, whether we're going to get use out of it. You know, my mom mm-hmm. kind of paid attention to that. But I don't know. It definitely wasn't as impactful. And I honestly just think I started to grow out of it and just didn't care.
Yeah.
By that point. So it was definitely different. I mostly just got to this point where I, you know, things I wanted to buy, I just bought.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it wasn't nearly as memorable as it was prior to the divorce. But again, I think I was just kind of growing out of it too.
Yeah. And that's the thing with me, kind of, not necessarily because my parents were divorced, because that ship sailed long ago. But, you know, the sort of expectation of, oh, you're growing up, you're becoming a teenager, you're supposed to grow out of playing with toys. You're supposed to move on to other things like sports and things like that. And don't get me wrong, as a disabled kid, I played the hell out of some sports for the most part. But I was never, ever going to be, you know, varsity quarterback or the best hitter on the baseball team or the best gut checker in the hockey team or anything like that. Because, again, my first 12 and a half, 13 years, I was born and raised and grew up in Massachusetts. And that's a whole other lifestyle compared to everywhere else in this country. And it's just different. And it was awesome. And it was, you know, we just had all these things going on. And then in 1993, New Year's of 1993, my mom had a nervous breakdown. My dad came up. She signed custody over to him. And then I went to Kentucky for a number of years. Almost 2.5 years. Were just nightmarish years, details that I will talk about in another podcast. But yeah, Christmases didn't really matter anymore when I was 13, 14, and 15. And after that, I was in States Care until I was 19, because I actually had to extend into States Care in order to graduate. Because this is part of the story, and I don't want to bring this down because it's Christmas, but my dad held me back in middle school, eighth grade year, because I failed health and PE. Now, I think I've said this before on shows. So basically, if I wanted to get my high school diploma, I had to, when you're a ward of the state, it's the same thing as when you're with your parents. At 18 years old, they maybe give you a knapsack or something. And they kick you out and they say, okay, go out into the world and make your mark. You're 18. You're an adult. See you later. Come home for dinner on Sundays if you want, but you don't live here anymore, kind of thing. It's the same thing with the state. Any state, as far as I know, any state. But I was in the state of Kentucky at the time. And it's one of those things where I had to willingly extend my state commitment for 1 year so I could graduate high school. So yeah, Christmases as a teen, I don't remember too much about them because I was going between group homes and foster homes and other things. And there was sort of the Christmas reunion with my mom in 1996, but that wasn't really like, that was 94 when I did that. But no, 96 was, we did have a Christmas reunion, but it wasn't really anything to write home about, sadly.
I don't remember anything as far as like my teen years, but
yeah,
I wasn't really told you can't get these things. You're not allowed to do this.
Yeah. And, yeah.
I mean, they didn't really care. I remember getting Transmetal 2 Megatron for Christmas 1 year because I couldn't drive myself to Walmart, but I was able to pick it up.
Right.
And I was ecstatic that I was able to get it. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't remember much about it, but I remember working a lot. I remember 1 year though, I bought the Nintendo GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
But the stipulation was, if I bought it, because we didn't have video game systems at my mom's, mm-hmm. if I bought it, we had to share.
Mm-hmm.
I had to share it with everybody. It became a family gift. Which, don't get me wrong, it irritated me, because I'm like, I paid for it. Well, I didn't know that it was a family gift necessarily, to some degree, because when I moved out, or I was going to move out because I got in a fight with my mom about my dating life.
Mm-hmm.
What had happened was I was told to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of doing so, I tried to take my game console with me, and I was abruptly told, no, that's a family gift.
Oh, Lord.
And I was not allowed to take it.
Wow.
And so I was a little irritated.
I can imagine. At least
because I had bought this game console. I had these games that I wanted, and I was not allowed to have any of it. And so what I did is, after I'd moved out years later, Mary and I, what's funny is we had a family gift at my dad's from my aunt, and it was the Sega Genesis used mm-hmm. with a certain amount of games. So I had that, and then we went and bought a used PlayStation 2
mm-hmm.
because I couldn't afford a regular one. Mm-hmm. And I bought a used Super Nintendo. And I bought a used Nintendo GameCube, and I rebought everything. Killed me. and so I had all these game consoles, and I'm like, yeah, I get to play this. And so what had happened years later, I dumped the game consoles because I didn't have room for them. The PlayStation 2, I dumped it because the memory card went bad. I dumped the GameCube. I dumped the Super Nintendo. Like, I dumped them all at the same time.
Right.
And then what was funny is we got a Nintendo Wii, and my brother gives me back, because he was the last kid in the house, he gave me the Nintendo GameCube and all the games.
Mm-hmm.
That I originally bought.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
He gave it back to me, and I was like, oh, that was awesome. And then I was able to use the GameCube, like my controller for the GameCube.
Yep.
Spectacular, because I could use it on the Wii.
Yep.
And so I did for years, even after I sold the consoles. But, yeah, so, I mean, it was just, yeah, some of those things I remember, but... Into my 20s, though, like, things were drastically different on gift.
Yes. Giving. Before we get to the 20s, just some information so everybody doesn't feel like screaming at their devices or phones or whatever. The release date for the Sega Master System was September of 86. It ran from 86 to 92. The introductory price was, for the U.S., was $200. That's in 1986. From 2001 to 2007, so technically the GameCube this year is 20 years old. Holy crap. The GameCube was released November 18th, 2001, and it cost $199. So 1986, $200 got you a Sega Master System. 2001... $200 got you a Nintendo GameCube.
I bought it the year after because I only paid $99.
Okay, well, but I'm just saying, yeah. So the information is out there so people don't think I'm a moron, which I already know I am, so it's okay. But yes, the Roaring Twenties for gifts was drastically different.
Yes, it was.
Take it away, sir.
So... That's when I actually got the Wii, was one of those years in my 20s. Mm-hmm. A lot of the gifts mesh for me at this point. I can't remember most of them. But the few, I mean, I do remember some, but like I got a Bluetooth earpiece one year
mm-hmm.
for my phone, and so I could talk hands-free because I worked at the car a lot, and I, being an idiot, put it in my pocket and it got washed.
Oh, and
it was like, I mean, it was $25, but it still, it was painful because I was like, I'll never be able to use this again.
Oh,
I tried to get it to work, but it just, yeah, it was like, no. So yeah, I mean, I remember some of those things I got. It was kind of Black Friday, but Christmas at the same time, like I couldn't quite use it until Christmas just because that was the deal that we'd made.
Mm-hmm.
I waited in line on Black Friday and got a Xbox 360.
Oh, wow. Very cool.
With Arkham City.
Yeah, it was Arkham City at the time, yeah. Arkham
City. And I was ecstatic. And I watched Batman Beyond Return of the Joker on my MP3 player because I converted it. So, yeah, so, I mean, that was fun. And then, you know, some of the other years, then we had kids, and then it was more about them and less about us. And so I still get to this day, for years, I've gotten the Christmas nerds, Frosty nerds from.
Right. Yeah.
But they only, like, it was funny because in Michigan, there was only one store you could find them. Here, I can find them everywhere.
Wow. Crazy.
Yeah. Any Walmart, any King Supers, which is Kroger, on this side of the country. They have the same logo. But anyways, yeah, I was ecstatic that I was able to get them. And I was like, yay. So every year Mary buys me, like there was one year, I think she bought me 82 of them. And they're $1 a piece. So it was just funny. I burned through those pretty quick, which is also why my teeth cannot handle the damage anymore. they take their toll, but yeah. So like I got even this Christmas, like we opened, like, I know this will come out probably after Christmas, but we opened our gifts early because, we're not going to be around, on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. So, even this year I got a case of Christmas nerds, as well as like slippers, 'cause our floors are freezing.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. So that part's nice, but yeah, it's definitely more about the kids now. But I don't get toys. I get electronics and, mostly things we need, because it's turned into more of just, you know, things we've mentioned in passing that we want.
Yep.
Because throughout the year, we just buy what we want anyway.
Yeah, that's true. For me, in my 20s and 30s, I was moving around. I was doing various things. I was, you know, I didn't have a steady girlfriend and any of that kind of stuff. And I believe there was one. Yeah, it was at least Christmas of 2000 or 2001. My ex, Ginny, who was in Mississippi, I think we had a really good Christmas that year, if I remember correctly. I don't think anything went wrong or anything was bad or anything like that. After that, from March of 2001 up until April of 2004, I was bouncing around the Northeast. I was in Massachusetts. I was in Pennsylvania. I was here. I was there. I was doing all kinds of stupid stuff. And in 2003, I ended up back in Louisville, Kentucky. And in 2004, I ended up one of the old group homes. I ended up in their HUD program at the time. That lasted a few years until I started working for the company. That lasted till 2010. So I'm 30. By that time, it's mainly just me getting stuff from my mom. Like the funny thing is, when I was a kid, there was one year, like my grandmother on my mom's side, she would buy for everybody no matter what. She would just throw money in cards. She would buy all, like, if any of the grandchildren said, Grandma, I want this, or Nana, I want this, or I want that, or whatever, please, 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 please. Usually when we went to Grandma's house Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and that's the other thing we talk about in a minute, is how we celebrate, like where was celebrated where and what days and whatever. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But, you know, whenever we would go over there, we'd have like 6 gifts from Grandma. One year we tried to do the family pulls names out of a hat, and whoever you get, that's the gift that you buy for. You don't buy for everybody else. Well, Nana didn't really want to follow that year. She wanted to still buy for everybody, and she still bought for everybody. I remember my Aunt Judy, my mom's sister, she was livid that my grandmother had bought gifts for everybody still. Oh, memories. And you know, for me in my 40s, I mean, with Karen passing away, and I don't know, that was Thanksgiving. We did the Thanksgiving show, and things have happened since the Thanksgiving show. So, really quick, condensed, 2017, Karen and I met online. We talked, we whatever. 3 or 4 months passed by. By December of 2017, we're married. We're married a few years. In 2019, Social Security comes to me and says, oh, by the way, you didn't tell us your wife has been working since XXX, whatever date it was, and you now owe us $10,000, which I still owe them $9,500 or something like that. I don't even know. They take it out of the check automatically every month. So anyway, they're like, yeah, but I was like, but wait, no, I shouldn't, because I told you that I was getting married. I told you that she worked. I informed you everything you're supposed to tell them so you don't get in trouble. I told them. So 2019, we had to get divorced in order for me to even get payments again. And at the end of 2019, she decided to take the house that she owned, put it for rent, and there's a renter in there, and it's a rent-to-own thing, and we moved out here to the state of Washington. Literally, she always wanted to be on the Oregon coast, and I'm like, we need to be somewhere in case something happens. Like, the Oregon coast is beautiful. It's a nice place to visit. It's amazing. But the city, which is Yahutz, Oregon, that she wanted to be in, it was at least 20 to 30 minutes to the nearest hospital.
Wow.
You know, because it's coastal, it's beach, it's, you know, it's a coastal town. So it isn't like, you know, you're going to have. So anyway, I'm like, okay, fine, let's, you know, she's like, okay, let's compromise. Let's find an apartment. Let's go ahead and get settled. So we found the place we're living in, and which is in Vancouver, Washington. So it's a completely different state than Oregon, obviously. And I have been going to the Social Security office for the last 20 years or more. Just, yeah, I started getting the payments in 2000. So, yeah, let's say 21 years. So I've been going to Social Security offices for the better part of 2 decades. Never in my Social Security life have I ever gone to an office where we go to do the valet parking, we go up into the thing, we take a number. Literally, dude, the number wasn't even finished printing out of the machine, and they called my number and my name. We were in and out of there in under 10 minutes. They couldn't even charge us for the valet parking because we weren't there long enough. So I'm like, yeah, Washington's the place to be. So, you know, all that happened and everything else. And in the 4 years that Karen and I had together, because her health declined, it had been on the decline. But the last month and a half or so before she died, it was really getting bad. And she ended up dying of liver disease. And I don't want to go into all that. But, yeah, no. Just not good. So, but the Christmases that we had together, we didn't really do much. We gave each other gifts. Like, I, you know, you've seen how I am with the Funko Pops and everything else.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
You know, because I tried to get her to listen to the podcasts, and I tried to get her on several podcasts, but she just never would. She wasn't in the mood to do it or whatever. And that's fine. But she fully supported, like, if you and I needed to record at 3 a.m., she was fine. As long as she's probably asleep. So, you know what I mean? Like, just one of those things. And so with the Funko Pops, it's like, oh, you like this character or that character. Like, she's a Harry Potter fan. She liked all that stuff. And I got her several Harry Potter ones. One of the Saturday Night Live pops, I think it's Drunk Uncle from the whatever that sketch was. They made a pop of that. Yep. They made a pop of that, so I got her that. You know, it was always just little. The two big gifts we got each other for, I think it was 2018, she wanted a new laptop and I wanted a new TV. And at the time, we had the money. So she got her new HP at the time and I got my new TV, and I still have the new TV. It's in storage. But it was never for us. It hadn't got like we were only together, you know, three or four Christmases, you know. Well, this would have been the fourth Christmas, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we didn't have 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, blah, blah, blah. We didn't have the point of being able to go to her family and spend Christmas with them, or that was the next big thing. So we had gone to see her cousins and stuff several times because her parents have been dead a long time now. They were dead before I met her. So, you know, it's one of those things where we didn't really have the whole in-laws kind of like, oh my God, you have to come over and have dinner, or this, that. We didn't have to deal with any of that. But at the same time, we still wanted to go see family, and we had seen her cousin several times. The next trip, next year in 2022, I told her, I said, however we can make it happen, I don't care what we have to do, we need to go to Massachusetts, even though we are currently living on the complete opposite coast. Like, I want to fly home, damn it. I haven't been home since 2012? Yeah, 2012. So, yeah. I don't know. Christmases were great as a kid, and with the life that I've led, they don't really. I mean, I send my dad a card if I can. I send him gifts if I can. But, like, I don't really have anybody else, so I hate to sound down and depressing, but no holidays matter.
And on that note,
they matter. I'm just saying that it isn't for me, even when Karen was still here, as I just said, we didn't get a chance to get to the point of having some sort of traditional Christmas where, let's say, we were living in Missouri where her cousins live and we could go over to their house and spend time with them or what. It wasn't like that. It just wasn't like that. So the last thing I'll bring up is altered tech, because luckily, even though I have no money now, before she passed, she said that I could get several different things, you know, as gifts, because we knew she wasn't going to be. We just knew. And honestly, I knew that Karen lost her personality when she no longer cared about Jeopardy. This woman was a Jeopardy fiend. It was her dream to be on the show one day. And when she didn't want to watch like the 42 DVR episodes that we had of Jeopardy, I knew that my wife was no longer, like, her personality was on the way out, which really sucks. But in her passing, she had all the bills. So I had to put all the stuff in my name. She had all the cell phone stuff and all the internet stuff and everything with Xfinity and Comcast. So I had to put all of it in my name. And they basically just gave me a new account since I was moving to a new apartment anyway. So I was able to go from the Samsung Galaxy S9 to the Google Pixel 6 Pro. This phone is amazing. I know a lot of people are saying that the in-display fingerprint sensor on this phone is really bad. I have not had a problem with it at all. I actually love an all-Google phone. It's about damn time. And I'll have to take a I have screenshots of this already. I'll have to put them in the post maybe. So when I was on my S9, I usually put stuff in folders. So like all my entertainment apps would go into one entertainment folder. All of my like delivery apps, like food app, like DoorDash and things like that, that would go into a folder. This would go into like all my games would go into a folder. So my screen, and I'm not one of these people that has, you know, 17, you know, home screens. I would rather put the stuff in in folders.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at an old screen cap of my Samsung Galaxy S9 and what I have now currently with the Google Pixel 6 Pro, I'm like, wow, what a difference.
Yeah, isn't it much faster?
Oh, it's much faster, yeah.
Not having the bundled garbage of Samsung?
I mean, I like Samsung. I like my S9. I liked my S9 at the time. And the thing of it was, is that I've been, if you look at my Instagram, you look at my Facebook, well, if you look in my photo albums on Facebook, I love taking photos. Taking photos, even though I'm not a professional photographer kind of thing. My mom used to, that's where I get it from. She used to love taking pictures of everything. So whether it's a, you know, a sunrise, a sunset, a thunderstorm, a Funko Pop, whatever, you know, the cat. I have, even though I had to give up Lacey for her own good because she was, I don't want to do this whole depressing thing anymore, yep. But, you know, the cat wasn't doing so well, and I, because I don't drive because of my disability, I couldn't get her to the vets. I couldn't get her the help that she needed, so I had to surrender her. But I still have 521 photos of that cat for the 4 years that she and I were together. You know what I mean? So it's like I still have the memories and all of that. But the one thing with the S9 that I noticed like four years after I got it was they had in the camera, they had various like different modes and things that for specific situations. They had a food mode where it would not necessarily accentuate, but it would be food focused. So it, you know, like, you know, and I'm like, holy crap, how did I not know about this 4 years ago or whatever it was? I'm still exploring the Pixel 6 Pro. It is super fast, though. I absolutely love it. It's super fun. So yeah, I got that, and I got a Samsung. I gave up Samsung on the phone. I went from an HP 22-inch computer monitor to a Samsung M7 32-inch monitor. This thing has so much screen real estate. It, like, the first time I turned it on, I'm like, I don't know where to look. Like, I'm sitting here right now a few inches away from my screen, and my start menu is, like, over there at Timbuktu, and my clock is all the way in Siberia somewhere. Like, seriously, this thing is huge. It's a smart monitor. It can do all kinds of stuff. Technically, you don't need a computer with it. You can just plug it in and let it go, as long as, obviously, it has Wi-Fi signal or connection kind of thing. It's awesome. It is freaking awesome. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of Christmas this year for me, besides Funko Pops and other stuff and whatever. I am in a huge transition at this point now, because even though I'm okay where I am currently, I still have to find a new place to live in well, I think it's after February, but by February I'm already doing the homework now, but February, the month of February is the last month I have rental assistance, because apartments out here are expensive as hell and supplemental security income is not enough. And I physically cannot work. I just physically can't anymore. I'm lucky enough to be able to walk down the hall to the trash chute. I'm lucky enough to be able to walk the recycling out to the recycling bins that they have outside kind of thing. And that's one of my, and I'm not saying this as, oh my God, lose weight in the new year, New Year's resolution. I'm not saying it because of that, but I severely have to change what I'm doing, and I'm not sure how that's going to go. I'm just going to take it one day at a time, mm-hmm. and see what happens and whatever else. However, I still have all the memories of the Christmases Karen and I did spend together. I have all the memories of Christmases as a kid and all the fun and everything else. So yeah, Christmas 2021, I'll probably be having pizza.
Yeah, so as far as my tech stuff is concerned, mm-hmm. I don't remember if I talked about this in the last one, but I finally finished putting my room together, my office. I put the solar system moon sound paneling on the wall, room deadening stuff, and then the other sound panels that I originally had on that wall, I've spread them out, and I really like my new desk, plus it faces my door instead of the wall.
Cool.
So, one, I can't be spooked when people run in, and two, my hutches, which actually didn't come with the desk, funny enough, the guy that was selling this desk didn't want them, and he bought a new desk.
Oh, wow.
And Mary told the guy, essentially, yeah, if it doesn't come with that, he doesn't want it. If it doesn't come with a hutch, he doesn't want the desk. Because I was like, I like the desk, but if it's not coming without the hutch, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And so she negotiated it, and the guy's like, sure. So they're not actually mounted to the desk because they don't actually go to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're heavy enough, they're not going to move on their own. And it's funny because they actually have their own, there's like a fluorescent light thing on the under part, which I'll probably never use, but the top part, it's got a nice display location for things, which I've noticed dust gets to it, something terrible, because it's my old desk was light wood and this one's dark.
Right.
So there's a significant difference in how much dust is noticed. But it's nice because inside the hutch, I have enough room for all of my, like all the stuff that was in all of my cabinets. It all fits. Like I don't have to have a tote under my desk with like leftover stuff, that which is awesome. Amazing because there's so many cubbies in this thing. It's great. And then the left hutch, I have all of my transformers set up again.
Very cool.
And other than my Dragon Megatron, but I've got everything else set up. I've got a nice little G1 section going, and most of it's Beast Wars. I got, you know, Tigatron out there. I've got like the original Beast Wars cast other than Inferno and Terrorsaur at this point. But yeah, I mean, I've been doing little minor upgrades and stuff as far as that. I've got my, I'm looking for another monitor eventually. It's not like high on my radar, but it's enough that I'll probably eventually get one.
Yeah, that's the thing. I thought I was going to keep my HP 22-inch monitor to do work stuff and then use the 32-inch Samsung for like TVs. And then I'm like, I can't pay attention to two different things at once. Nope, I'm just going to fully upgrade and fully transfer and all that. And yeah.
So in a roundabout way of saying this, we hope everyone has a happy and merry Christmas, happy New Year, and, you know, stay safe.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please, everyone stay safe out there. Don't do anything we wouldn't do. And I don't know if I mentioned this at the beginning, but this is episode 395, so Steve Megatron is 5 episodes away from 400, so you will hit 400 episodes in the beginning of the new year.
I was hoping to hit that this year, but just time and life got away from me this year, but there is next year.
There's always next year.
My goal is to hit, like, 450. Well, not 450. Like, before.
Well, yeah, no, you could hit 450.
Yeah, I'm at 3-something, yeah.
You're so at 395. You're at 395 now with this episode here, and you should easily be able to hit 450. Pullback's going to be over 500 by the end of next year, though.
We got to get them both, like, over the 500 so we can say it's the Five Timers Club.
Yep.
Like Saturday Night Live.
Yep, absolutely. Is there anything else that we wanted to bring up?
I don't think so.
I guess I want to say again, like we said in the Thanksgiving episode, Christmas, the whole holiday season kind of just breezed by, like snuck up on us and breezed by. Do people feel that way?
I definitely feel that this year.
Well, Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what we were talking about. And I even I don't think anybody replied to it or anything. I'll have to check. I actually, in promoting several of the new episodes that we have on the Geekcast Radio Network, including this one, at the beginning of that post, I had asked, it's Christmas week. Does it really feel like it's like it is, though? Let us know in the comments whether you think so or not. So, yeah, December 20th, really? Already? It doesn't feel like it's December 20th.
No.
As we're recording this, I don't know what it feels. It doesn't feel like it's supposed to, but at the same time, I don't know what it's supposed to – like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that natural time length whatever thing. I don't know. No clue.
Yeah.
So – yeah, we like we said a moment ago, we hope everyone has a safe and Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. If you have Christmas traditions that you want to share with us, please let us know. And yeah, take us out, Megatron.
Until next time, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks.
Jarvis. Hey.
All wrapped up here, sir. Will there be anything else?
You know what to do.
The clean slate protocol, sir?
Screwed, it's Christmas. Yes. Yes.